South Africa is abuzz with the initial results of what is being hailed as one of its most fiercely contested elections in three decades. With approximately 22% of voting districts counted, the African National Congress, ANC, is in the lead with 44%, trailed by the Democratic Alliance, DA, at 25%. Piers Potter, CNT Live London. The Economic Freedom Fighters, EFF, and the Umkhonto weSizwe Party, MK Party, are also in the mix with 9% and 8% respectively. These early figures hint at a significant shift in South Africa's political landscape, as the ANC faces the possibility of losing its parliamentary majority for the first time since the dawn of democracy in 1994. The party's decline is attributed to voter discontent over issues such as corruption, crime, and unemployment. Projections suggest that the ANC's final tally could dip to around 42%, necessitating coalition building to secure a parliamentary majority. The choice of coalition partner holds immense significance, with the DA advocating liberal economic policies, while the EFF and MK favor greater state intervention. Uncertainty looms over President Cyril Ramaphosa's tenure, as a final vote below 45% could prompt calls for his resignation within the ANC. Notably, South Africans indirectly vote for their president through parliamentary representatives. The election outcome is particularly tumultuous in KwaZulu-Natal, where the MK Party, led by former President Jacob Zuma, has garnered significant support. Despite being barred from running due to a contempt of court conviction, Zuma's influence remains palpable, posing a considerable challenge to the ANC's dominance in the province. Long queues at polling stations underscored the significance of this election, reminiscent of the historic 1994 polls that marked the end of apartheid. Calls for change reverberate, especially among the youth, who express frustration over unemployment and hope for a brighter future. With a record 70 parties and 11 independents in the fray, disillusionment with the ANC is evident. Analysts anticipate a pivotal juncture in South Africa's democracy, foreseeing either a more competitive and mature political landscape or increased fragmentation. The DA's alliance with other parties aims to wrest power from the ANC, although the latter is poised to remain the largest party. The coming days will unveil the intricate dynamics of coalition building and shape the trajectory of South Africa's political journey. Piers Potter, CNT Live London.